Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the Mercer County football program. It was nice to get a win down at Pratt Memorial Field in Week 10 as the Golden Eagles knock off Chicago Christian, and Seth Crawley with us. And I guess we should say thank you, first of all. It had to be a pretty good feeling to walk off that field on Saturday knowing that the Golden Eagles, after a while, have finally got a home playoff victory. So what was it like for the kids on the field, I guess, Saturday?
Oh, it was exciting. You could just feel it in the air. Everyone was pumped up and ready to go for Clifton. The whole town was behind us.
Well, what did you see as kind of the difference from Saturday? No question that the game plan was followed, and the Golden Eagles were able to have success on both sides of the ball. So size it up for us as the keys to that victory on Saturday.
I think it was just more everyone was doing their job. No one was trying to do too much. No one was made any crucial errors. We just all played good football.
Now, it was interesting. You were telling me off the air, you some adjustments were made for you defensively because of injuries and different things that have happened. So what happened to you, I guess, on Saturday, and what different spots on the field were you playing?
Well, with Ryan really going down, we had a play around with our defense, couldn't rely on him. So if we went into our other defense, which had me dropping back in the outside linebacker, and then if there was trips to the other side, I was dropping back into safety. So I was just playing all around. Coach trusted me to make plays. Teammates had my back.
Well, that's a little bit different from going from defensive end to safety.
For sure.
I would think. But you must have enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
You came through.
It helped last year.
All right. Well, tell us about I heard a story about you in terms of a kid that really kind of committed to the strength and conditioning program, from the progress you made from your freshman year to your senior year. So can you kind of explain what happened to you and where you kind of bought in and what the difference has been for you, you think?
Yeah, I think my biggest jump was between sophomore and junior year. That summer, I went and lifted with Dallas Morford, and we lifted at 4 a.m. every morning during the summer. Just bought in with him, trusted him to know what was best for me.
And then as far as that transitioning to what you've been able to do on the field, and, well, your basketball kid, too. So what has that meant in terms of, I guess, success on the field and development for you, you think?
Oh, it has helped me more than I can describe with everything, being able to get faster, be stronger, being able to play D-line back into safety. It just all around helps.
Well, I guess, so when you finally realize that, hey, I really need to commit to this,
yeah.
Well, I mean, like, what was the experience where, I don't know, where you said, yeah, this is going to be the difference for me, where maybe you're apprehensive as a freshman, and then you buy in as whatever year you said, sophomore, going into junior year, whatever it was. I mean, what was it for you to overcome that and say, I'm in on this, and I know that this is going to be the difference for me? And I guess, long story short, how can that relate to some other kids that are maybe in the boat you were when you were a freshman or sophomore, and maybe they haven't totally committed or bought in yet, if you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I came in as a freshman. I was about 150 pounds and just wasn't getting the results I wanted. From freshman to sophomore year, didn't make any huge leaps or anything. This was when I was playing basketball and baseball. And I just knew something. I had to change something up. And then hit the weight room hard my sophomore summer, going into my junior year, and saw the improvement and just vastly helped me.
Now, is there any specific thing in the weight room that speaks to you, or is it basically the whole product?
Just you know what I'm the whole process, the grind, the doing it every day.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great testament to a kid like you that didn't buy in initially as a freshman, where the coaches say, well, that Crawley kid, he should have bought in as a freshman. But sometimes you can learn more by understanding that, hey, maybe I made a mistake and maybe I approached it a different way.
For sure.
And now I'm in, and in the long run, maybe it's benefited you more, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it has. It's been awesome. The process is what got me into it. Just getting better every day.
Well, let's get back to this football season then, and just tell us, you know, getting to week 11. So we won a playoff game, and there's been some ups and downs of the regular season. There's been no question about that. There's been some injuries the program has had to deal with, but when it was all said and done, put together a solid performance on Saturday with a playoff win. So I guess being a senior and knowing that this is it for you, you know, how are you approaching that, kind of getting ready for week 11 and drinking this whole season in?
It's been awesome to feel the whole town behind us. And as a senior, it's just special. Like, just to think about it, it's just special. All the teammates have our backs.
Well, and you were telling a story to John Hoscheid out front that it was nice to get recognized in the community where you get a home playoff win, and you were at a local restaurant, right? And pick up the story. What happened there?
So I went to Subway, and there was a lady behind me. She started talking to me about the games. A couple of high schoolers were working.
Now, the lady, I assume, didn't know who you were, other than you had the Mercer County stuff on?
Yeah, just knew me as
playing football for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so pick up the story then. What was the communication then?
And then, so the two workers, both from high school, and they were talking about how the game, how they were excited, how we really need to bring this one home. We can do it. It's just awesome to feel it in the air, like everyone's excited about it.
Yeah, that is great. Did she buy your lunch for you at somewhere?
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. All right, so give us, and I know we're early in the week. We're talking to you on Tuesday, and I know there's a lot of game planning and a lot of different things to go, but Eagles going to have to, no question about it, bring their A game on.
Oh, for
Saturday.
Sure.
So just a little bit about getting ready for Saturday and getting another opportunity.
I think what's most important for us is just to focus on this game, put out any distractions. They have a great offense, but we have a pretty good defense too, so that should be a great matchup. They give away a lot of points, so we have to take advantage of those when we can.
All right. Well, Seth Crawley and the Mercer County Golden Eagles pick up a round one playoff victory this past Saturday over Chicago Christian. They head over to Clifton Central on Saturday. Nice visiting with you, Seth Crawley, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.